मन राधे गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन गोवर्धन गिरधारी,
भज मन गोवर्धन गिरधारी,
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन यमुना तीर बिहारी,
भज मन यमुना तीर बिहारी,
भज मन राधा चे दोहारी,
भज मन राधा चे दोहारी,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे गोविंदा,
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
भज मन यमुना तीर विहारी,
भज मन यमुना तीर विहारी,
भज मन गोवर्धन गिरिधारी,
भज मन गोवर्धन गिरिधारी,
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
भज मन वृंदावन संचारी,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे 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 गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे गोविंदा,
भज मन राधे गोविंदा। हमारे जीवन का सबसे बड़ा जो पुरुषार्थ है वो यही हो सकता है कि अज्ञान निद्रा से जागने के बाद हम अपने आप को, अपने जीवन को भगवान के चरणों में समर्पित कर दें, अपने जीवन का सब भार उन्हें अर्पित कर दें।
सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में,
सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में,
है जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में,
तुम्हारे हाथों में,
अब सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में,
है जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में,
मेरा निश्चय बस है एक यही एक बार तुम्हें पा जाऊं मैं, मेरा निश्चय बस है एक यही एक बार तुम्हें पा जाऊं मैं, अर्पण कर दूं दुनिया भर का सब प्यार तुम्हारे हाथों में।
सौंप दिया इस जीवन का सब भार तुम्हारे हाथों में, मैं जीत तुम्हारे हाथों में और हार तुम्हारे हाथों में।
यदि मानुष का मुझे जन्म मिले तो तव चरणों का पुजारी बनूं, यदि मानुष का मुझे जन्म मिले तो तव चरणों का पुजारी बनूं, इस पूजक की एक एक रग का होता तुम्हारे हाथ।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
समस्तजनकल्याणे
निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्।
प्लीज रिपीट।
मंगलाचरण।
नमः श्री शंकरानंद। नमः श्री शंकरानंद गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने सविलास महामोह सविलास महामोह ग्राह ग्रासैक कर्मणे ग्राह ग्रासैक कर्मणे।
टुगेदर।
नमः श्री शंकरानंद गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने सविलास महामोह ग्राह ग्रासैक कर्मणे।
So with the grace of Lord and grace of Pujya Gurudev and blessings of Pujya Guruji, we are going to start a new text today, Panchadasi. Earlier we have completed Isavasya Upanishad, then after that we took Upadesha, after that Drigdrishya Vivek we have completed. Out of these three texts, one is Upanishad here, the Isavasya we took, other two were Prakaran Grantha. And Panchadasi is also a Prakaran Grantha. What is Shastra? Shastra is that which deals with a subject in totality. Whole thing is discussed in one place. And we have seen the Shastra discuss the six topics. Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar, Dharma, Sadhan, and Moksha. speaks of. And Prakaran Granth is not a part of Veda. It is authored by somebody else, but deals with some parts of Brahma Vidya. Maybe only Jeev, Jagat, some part. Not all six topics covered, but few topics covered. Then we call it Prakaran Granth. And it is authored by somebody. So Tattvabodhi je Prakaran Granth, Vivek Chudamani je Prakaran Granth, and Panchadasi is also a Prakaran Granth. Tattvabodhi gives a bird eye view. Little bit more detail is Vivek Chudamani. There are 581 verses in Vivek Chudamani. And in Panchadasi, there are 1571 verses. Still, it is a Prakaran Granth. Panchadasi means, Panch means, Dasi means? So 5 plus 10? Oh, you all know, good mathematician. 5 plus 10, 15. There are 15 chapters. Why no name was given to Panchadasi? I will come later on. Panchadasi means 15 chapters. And there are three groups of 5 each. The first one is called Vivek Prakaran. Second set of 5, that means chapter 6 to chapter 10, is called Deep Prakaran. And chapter 11 to chapter 15 is called Anand Prakaran. If God willing, we will be studying, at least we should know the title of each chapter. Vivek Prakaran. You may be knowing the names, or you may be knowing some details of these also. Pratyak Tattva Vivek, Panchabhuta Vivek, Panchabhuta Vivek, one whole chapter. And there are 109 verses on Panch Mahabhut. 109 verses. Panch Kosa Vivek, 5 kosas, 43 verses are there. Annamay, Pranamay, Manomay, Vijnanamay, Anandamay. Dvaita Vivek, Mahavakya Vivek, 4 Mahavakya, only 8 verses. 4 Mahavakya, only 8 verses. The Vivek Prakaran has got 294 verses. Second is Deep Prakaran. There are 5 chapters. Chitra Deep, Tripti Deep, Kutastha Deep, Dhyan Deep, and Natak Deep. We will be studying Natak Deep Prakaran. And in Ananda Prakaran, again there are 5 chapters. Yoganand, Atmanand, Advaitanand, Vidyanand, and Brahmanande Vishayananda. In the Brahmanand, Vishayananda is included there. In total, there are 1571 verses. Mahatma say that the first Vivek Prakaran deals with the Sat, Sat Chit Anand. The first Vivek Prakaran deals with the Sat part, and the Deep Prakaran deals with the Chit part, and Ananda Prakaran deals with the Ananda part. So in the total 15 chapters, Sat, Chit, Anand is discussed. Now about the author. Acharya Sri Vidyaran Swami, he was born in 13th century. Earlier name was Madhav, Madhavarya, Madhavacharya. Madhav Arya, Madhav Arya, Madhav Acharya, Madhavacharya. These were the popular name. And he had got two younger brothers named Sayan and Bhoganath. Sayan and Bhoganath. All three were brilliant. Sayan wrote a commentary on the Vedas, and it's a very popular commentary. Vedas, all 4 Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajurveda, Samveda, writing commentary on that. We have not seen the volume of the Veda. Reading is more difficult. But Sayan Vasa is very popular on the Veda. He has written Veda Vasa. Bhoganath was not Bhoganath, he was really Yoganath. Now, he later became Bharati Tirtha. And he also became one of the guru of Vidyaran Swami. He helped him. Birthplace of Vidyaran Swami was on the bank of river Tungabhadra, Karnataka. Mother named Srimati and father's name Sukirti. You will find different names of Vidyaran Swami. Before sannyas, Madhav, Madhavarya, Madhavacharya. After sannyas, Vidyaran Swami. As a prime minister of Vijayanagaram, Madhav Matya. And as a Kulguru and Purohit, as Madhav Bhatt. These were the names. One of his disciples, Ramakrishna, he has written commentary on Panchadasi. He has said that there is a dual authorship. Dual authorship. Vidyaran Swamiji wrote up to chapter 11, and four chapters were written by his younger brother, Bharati Tirtha. Who was Bharati Tirtha? Yoganath, not Bhoganath. His original name was Bhoganath, but we call him Yoganath. He was Bharati Tirtha, he had written. And he was appointed as 12th Shankaracharya in the Sringeri Math. And he was on that chair from 1377 to 1386. Before that, he was also chaired the Kashmir Peet. Once upon a time, Kashmir was actually the peet, the main peet of the knowledge. And there were different peoples have chaired that, except the South India. He was the first person to sit on that peet also. And he unified all the knowledges at that time, and he propagated Advaita Vedanta. As his name, Vidya Aranya. Aranya means forest. Forest of knowledge. And see his the authorship, how many books he has written. Sarva Darshan Sangra, all philosophy Sangra, he has written one book. Sri Sankar Digvijay, about Shankaracharya, he has written a book, Digvijay. Jivan Mukta Vivek, how to get liberation. Anubhuti Prakash, after experience. Vivran Prameya Deepika, Prameya, truth. Vivran, description about that. Drikta Drishya Vivek, that you all have studied. Brahma Geet, it is Upanishad. Madhav Vritti on grammar. Nidan Madhav on Ayurveda. Kal Madhav on Jyotish. Parasar Smriti. Then Jaimini Nyayamala on Karma Mimamsa. Achar Madhav on morality. And many other books he has written. It is said there are 18 sources of knowledge, Veda and Vedanta. And he was master of 14 knowledges. He was such a knowledgeable person. And before that, Shankaracharya was all knowledgeable. People call him Sarvagya. Shankaracharya was Sarvagya. Madhavacharya was also called as Sarvagya. He was Upasak of Gayatri Devi. And he got the darshan of Gayatri Devi also. And Gayatri Devi has said that you will not be a wealthy person, but you will be instrumental in establishing a Hindu kingdom, and inspired him to write on Vedanta. When he was on the scene at that time, India was being attacked by Mughals, different Muslims, they invaded India. Muhammad Tughlaq, Ghazni, Khilji, dynasty of Khilji, they used to come, loot, broke our idols and went away. One small kingdom in the southeastern part, the Vijayanagaram area, was ruled by one Babu Rai. He could not defend his kingdom and he entered into the fire. Two courageous boys, brothers, Harihar and Buk, they wanted to establish the kingdom, Hindu kingdom. They came in contact with Madhavacharya. He was having a small ashram, doing satsang every day. And there was a tunnel from his ashram which took to an open area. So these two brothers, they contacted and told that this is our wish, we want to establish a Hindu kingdom. Can you help? He said, yes, I can help you. So the young people used to come for satsang, and the Muslims have no idea that what they are doing. They thought that they are doing satsang here, coming to the ashram. And through that tunnel, they used to go to the open space and practice all types of arms and ammunition. And after training, they invaded and defeated Muslims. And they established Vijayanagaram. The place where this Vijayanagaram capital is situated, it was selected by Harihar once he saw that a lion was chasing a fox. And after some time, the fox stopped, turned back, stared at the lion. The lion went away, became fearless. That place was selected as Vijayanagaram. His Sichha Guru were three. Vidyaram Swamiji Sichha Guru were three. One was Vidyatirth, second was Bharti Tirth, his own younger brother, and third was Sri Kant. And his Diksha Guru was, according to just now we chanted, Sankaranand. Mangalacharan, we chanted, Sankaranand was his Diksha Guru. Who was Diksha Guru of our Pujya Gurudev? And Sichha Guru? Tapovan Maharaj. In Sandipani, what they do? First they give Siksha, then after they give Diksha, we got Diksha. And after that, you go into the field, have your Bhiksha. Siksha, Diksha, then comes the Bhiksha. Panchadasi is the last work of Vidyaran Swami. And as I have already told you, it is the dual authorship is not questioned. It is decided. Everybody accepts that there is a dual authorship with his younger brother, Bharti Tirth. But the number of chapters, some say no, so much of chapters written by Vidyaranji, other were written by Bharti Tirth. But dual authorship is accepted. Why name is Panchadasi? Why not like Tattvabodh or Atmabodh? Why not? Because each chapter is complete in itself. Each chapter has got its own Mangalacharan. Each chapter has got its own superimposition and negation. Superimposition and negation means there is a Brahman. On Brahman, we superimpose prapancha. What is prapancha? Gross body, subtle body, causal body, and the whole Brahmand. First we superimpose on that truth, then we negate this prapancha, then what remains? Brahman remains. So this is the prakriya, this is the process followed in Upanishad, in our Shastra. If I say there is only one truth, nothing else, there is only one Brahman, you say, what is this world? We have to explain the world, how the world has come. And after that, this world is to be negated. Once you negate, then what remains is Brahman. So in order to know this knowledge, there are two types of sannyas. One is called Bibhidisa sannyas and another is Vidvat sannyas. Bibhidisa sannyas, I want to know this knowledge, knowledge of self. I have got the urge. I go to the Himalaya, I go to the Guru to get this knowledge. And Bibhidisa sannyas is after having the knowledge, I have decided to renounce now sannyas. Examples of Bibhidisa sannyas, Vidyaran Swami, Tapovan Maharaj, after knowledge, they took sannyas. It is said he got the darshan of Ved Vyasaji, who? Vidyaran Swamiji. And he produced all his books that this is I have written. And it is said that Ved Vyasaji has approved, and he gave him the name Vidyaran Swami. These are authentic source of our Vedanta and accepted everywhere. They are authority. A strange incident happened once when the Muslims invaded and they were carrying the looted things. One of the golden brick fell down And when they reached their destination, they found one golden brick is not there. A villager found and brought to Vidyaran Swami. Yeah, I have got a one brick. Achha, this is golden brick. Okay, you keep in the field. You know, we use in earlier time, in 13th century, there were no Latin like sanitary Latin like we are using now. At that time, they used to go to in the field. And in the field, normally they used to keep two bricks. Sit on that. That golden brick was used for that purpose, instructed by Vidyaran Swami. And those Muslim came to find out where is it. So Vidyaran said, yes, there. Came to Vidyaran Swami. Where is that? No, it's kept there, outside there in the field, you will go there. We use it as a latrine. It is said, after that, Muslims never invaded. See, they have got, these people have got so much of dispassion, vairagya. They don't care even for the golden brick, the usual thing. Why study Panchadasi? We have studied Shankaracharya, we have studied other authors also. Why study Panchadasi? You see, the different authors explain the same tattva in different ways. It may click you. Same thing. Upanishad will also tell you the same Brahman, Tattvabodh, Atmabodh, everything will tell about the same thing. But the procedure is a little bit different. That may click your mind and help you. That is why we read this Panchadasi. What will happen if I read? That you all know. Sorrow will end. Atyantik dukh nibritti and atyantik sukh prapti. How it will happen? Science you know, na? Atyantik dukh nibritti. Dukh is coming from, there are only two things, Atma and Anatma. In BMI chart, Om is Atma and the rest of things are Anatma. And Atman is Satchidanand. That Satchidanand can never give me sorrow, can it? No. Then who is giving me sorrow? The law of remainder? Anatma. We are identified with the Anatma, so we are getting sorrow. If I disidentified with Anatma and identified with Atma, disidentify with Anatma and identify with Atma. Batao, will there be any sorrow? Mathematically proved. There will not be any sorrow. And what we will get? Paramanand Prapti will get. So with the knowledge of the self, we get this. Now coming to Mangalacharan. Nama Sri Sankarananda Guru Padambuj Janmane Sabilas Mahamoha Graha Grasaik Karmane Nama. Nama means salutation. Salutation to Sri Sankarananda. Janmane, Ambu Janmane. Janmane means born. Ambu means which is born in water. That indicates lotus. Lotus. Ambu Janmane is lotus. It is compared to the pad, Guru pad. Lotus is compared to the Guru pad. Why? What is the specificity of lotus? Lotus is born in water but detached with the water. It is above water, number one. Number two, it is tender. It is soft. It is fragrant. It attracts bees. They take honey and go away. It's compassionate. Whosoever wants to come can come. Guru Pad is also like that. Now, like lotus is detached from the water, similarly Guru is detached from? Oh, it evolved, prapanch. He is established there in Atman and he is soft, tender inside. Even yesterday, Swami Siddhananda Ji was saying, Gurudev, from outside you will feel he is angry man, but inside he is very soft. And the first time I came to know, he has seen him crying also. A devotee is so soft. And anybody who comes can take the fragrance. Take the fragrance means knowledge. You come, we are ready to give you the knowledge. Guru Pad. Why are you saluting? What he does? In saluting, first you have to know what is his job. When Mahatmas go, sannyasis go in the devotee's house, they say, bachchon ko kehte na, Pranam karo, pranam karo. And they say, why? Why? Because they don't know the glory. They don't know the glory of the Swami, what he does. And in North India, they will say, Matha tek. But that surrender is only physical. But here the surrender means it has to be physical, mental and intellectual. 100% you have to surrender. That is why we do the dandavat pranam. Danda means a stick. Like a stick, you will fall at the feet of the Lord with your face down. At that posture, you can't do anything. That means you are fully surrendering to the Guru physically, mentally and intellectually. Sab kuch tumhara hai. Whatever you want to do, you do. Everything is yours. Nothing is mine. Karmane, he does one job. What is that? Grass ek. He eats. It's what? He eats graha, crocodile. That means he's a non-vegetarian one. No. Crocodile. Crocodile of what? Moha. Delusion. And how is that moha? Is mahamoha. What is delusion? Not understanding a thing as it is delusion. We are not understanding what this jagat is as it is. We don't know the qualities of jagat, characteristics of jagat. It is changing and perishable. We don't know that. And we are interacting with the world and we are trying to make it permanent. My house should always be permanent. There should not be any crack. I should always look young. At the age of 82 also, I should look like 28. This is Gurudev's joke. You can lift your face, but you cannot lift your whole body. Body will need a lift to climb 8 stairs, 8-story building. So he eats. This graha, he eats the moha. So Guru eats your wrong understanding, your ignorance. What is our wrong understanding? Our wrong understanding, this world is real. And Atman and Brahman, because I am not able to see, it is not there. Bhagwan hai nahi. Many people in the world will ask you, if Bhagwan hai, to mere ko dikha. Agar dikha sakta hai, to I will accept. Otherwise, your Lord is not there in this world. So whose delusion is this? Whose delusion he eats up? One who comes and surrenders. Not everybody's delusion. Unless somebody comes to the Guru, surrenders, then only the delusion will come. Very simple. Jo nahi sunega, uska delusion jayega kaise? You have to come here. Then only the delusion will end. And it is our tradition to remember the God and Guru before starting any text. Why? We seek their grace, number one. Number two, the obstacle will come. Definitely obstacles will come in any good work. And he is Karma Phal Data. That we have already seen in our Upadesar. We have got the right to do the karma, but the fruit of actions are not in our hand. He is Karma Phal Data. So if any obstacle is coming, who has sent it? Karma Phal Data. If I request him, I am going to do this good work, you see that there should not be any obstacle, you will definitely listen. You have to pray, na? You will listen. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, if you have got in your fate that there can be a snake bite, if you pray, then instead of snake bite, you will get only a thorn. We can reduce it. That is why we have to pray. Number three, it reduces our ego. Otherwise, you have got the na, kisne kya, maine kya. Ego. So when we bring Ishwar in our life, the ego comes down. And it reduces, it is an expression of gratitude also. I am grateful to the Lord. And if I don't do it, then it is a sin according to our scripture. If you don't remember Lord, it is a sin. Namaha. Namaha means na mama iti namaha. Nothing belongs to me, O Guru. Everything belongs to you. all my physical body, my mind, my intellect, everything belongs to you. This is proper naman. Nothing belongs to me. Sankar. Sankar means sam karoti. One who gives you happiness is called Sankar. One who bestows happiness is Sankar. And that is God. You will find all the postures of God in mudra. He is ready to give you always blessings. Please come. Gurudev used to say, he is waiting 24 hours. Give me your dirty mind. I will clean it and give back to you. But nobody goes with that intention. All people visit temple for what purpose? You will find, you analyze how many times you have visited and what was the purpose. It was always this purpose, object, emotions and thought. We all are such alpa-buddhi that we ask from the Lord things which are perishable. Is it not so? A ghar de do, a gaadi de do, paisa de do, everything is perishable. Whatever you have asked is perishable thing. You never ask, oh Lord, I want you. Ab mangoge, the Lord will come with you. Anand, Sankaranand, Sankar is one who gives you happiness, it's God. Anand, Anand means the bliss. And by logic, Vidyaran Swami in Panchadasi has proved that this Anand is an Atman. This Anand is an Atman. Atman is the source of all Anand, and we have got that Atman. So Anand represents Jeev. What is Atman? Atman is Brahman conditioned with the body is called Atman. Atman unconditioned? Brahman. So this Atman, Sankar Anand, Anand represents Jeev. So Sankaranand means Ishwar and Jeev, Aikya. And who is Sankaranand? One word for Sankaranand? The same Mangalacharya is given the Guru. Sankaranand is equal to Guru. So Sankar means God, Anand means Jeev, is equal to Guru. So Ishwar is equal to Jeev, is equal to Guru. It's one and same. There is no difference. You see how Mahatma generalized one Sankaranand word. And we all know, in essence, all three are one because all of them, the same consciousness is there. In Paramatma, in the Ishwar, is also the same tattva. The consciousness in Lord Krishna and consciousness in you and consciousness in Guru is the same. Sankara Anand Guru. Ananda Swarup. There is no difference. In some places, you will find the Guru and Ishwar is not mentioned in the Mangalacharan. It's not mentioned. Straightway, they have say about Brahman. And that Mangalacharan you all know. No, that's Mangalacharan you have to say. Mangalacharan, you all know, you do it every day. In each class we do. Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Start from Purna. That is Brahman. Ishavasya is a Mangalacharan of Ishavasya Upanishad. Some Mangalacharan you will find only Brahman is mentioned. It straightway lifts your mind to that level. So why must we prostrate? Because he removes Mahamoha. What is this Mahamoha? Is our ignorance, our ajnana. And unless somebody tells us, we cannot remove it. Because Ananta Koti Janma we are doing the same thing, same ajnana. And you know the anarthakari parampara. Avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma, avidya kam karma. What is avidya? Avidya is ignorance. And the source of karma is kam, desire. And the source of desire is avidya, ignorance. And the guru eats up your ignorance. If ignorance is no more there is no question of desire, there is no question of karma. Very scientific. So he eats up. Non-apprehension of post gives the misapprehension, it is a ghost. Ghost is not at all there. Non-apprehension of rope gives the misapprehension that it is snake. And the moment the light comes, somebody shows you this is not ghost, this is a post, or this is not a snake, this is a rope, then what happens? The fear of ghost or fear of snake immediately gone with the light of knowledge. Similarly, the moment you get the knowledge, what will happen? Agyan will be over. Will the Jagat will be over? Jagat will be there. Now we are not going to give that much of importance to it. It will give me sukh, dukh, theek hai, no more importance. It will have only relative reality. Now we are giving absolute reality to the world. With the knowledge, this will happen. You will, your importance to the world will slowly come down. And what is the effect of moha? Fear, anxiety, stress, tension, frustration. If you are still experiencing it, that means you are still giving importance to. We have already proved that all sorrow comes from this place. If you are still experiencing the sorrow, that means you are giving importance to this. Simple mathematics. And what Guru says, Guru job, in our Guru Bandhana Bhyosena, Guru Stosan, Anek Janma Samprapta, Karma Bandha Bihaine, Anek Janma Samprapta. This Karma Bandhan, this Agyan, is coming from Anek Janma. And we have already proved, are we Jnani or Agyani? Agyani, why? Because we are born. Because we are born. That is why we are Agyani. Jnani hote to. Birth hota nahi tha, kyunki birth hua, kyunki we are born, so we are all agyanis. And this agyan can be removed only in human body. Agyan cannot be removed in lower yonis like animal or plant kingdom or mineral kingdom. Neither it can be removed in the upper yoni, in devata also. You cannot remove. Why? Because there is a bhog bhumi, they are happy there. They say, we are happy. We have got no sorrow in Swarga. We don't want to learn about Atmavidya. Not interested. They want to come to this loka. They want human body to get realization. That is why we said, apar mahima, guru mahima. And guru will just change your vision. That's all. Nothing else will change. He will just change your vision. He will tell you the truth. He will tell you where it is actually there. He will tell you the sadhana also. And accordingly, we have to proceed. There are 26 verses in this Panchadasi chapter 10. The first three verses, verse 1 to 3, is the Supreme Self and its attainment of world of duality through Maya. In first three verses, about the reality and how this world is created, how the whole thing is superimposed, that is discussed. Number 4 verses, nature of bondage. Verse number 5 to 9 is the method of negation of bondage through inquiry. I was telling you, in each chapter there is the truth, there is a superimposition, then there is a negation, then you reach the tattva. So in 5 to 9, the method of negation, how to remove it by inquiry. You know different methods of inquiry, Panchakos Vivek, Nitya Nitya Vivek. Then 10 to 15, nature of Sakshi illustrated by the simile of lamp of a theater. Sakshi, Sakshi means the witness, by a simile of a lamp. In a theater is explained. 16 to 22, concept of space creating an illusion of inside and outside and its inquiry. Verse number 23, application of our thought process in regard to the objects of the world. What we have learned there, now apply it to the objects of the world. And verse number 24 to 26, how Sakshi can be known by the seeker which is beyond mind and speech. The ultimate goal is to know this Sakshi. Now how can we know this Sakshi which is beyond mind and speech? That is the ultimate goal. By study of one chapter, any one chapter, you can reach that tattva. So Guruji has written commentary on three chapters in this book, chapter 5, chapter 10, and chapter 15. Now we will read the first verse and see the general meaning.
Paramatma Dvayananda Purna Purvam Swamayaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Pravishad Jeeva Rupatah Paramatma Dvayananda Purna Purvam Swamayaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Pravishad Jeeva Rupatah
Paramatma Advayananda Purna Purva Swamayaya Swayameva Jagat Bhutva Prafisat Jiva Rupatah. In one verse, the whole superimposition is explained. In one verse. Paramatma. Who is Paramatma? Paramatma. Who is Param? Param is one beyond which nothing else is there. He is the supreme. Paramatma. In Kathopanishad it is said, Purusatna Param Sa Kastha Sa Paragati, that is the last limit. And there is nobody superior to that. Therefore, don't ask question, Brahman, who is the father of Brahman? Where from Brahman came? That is the causeless cause. Param Kastha, that is the limit. And Paragati, that is the gati, we have to go there. That is our goal, Param goal. Etat devaksharam param, one cannot transcend this tattva, paramatma. And how is that? Advaya, non-dual. It's not two, it's only one. Advaya. How is that? That is ananda rupa. Anything which is advaya. Advaya means if it is only one, that means it is infinite. Anything which is infinite is ananda rupa. Jaha do ho gaya, ananda khatam. You all have experience. Even if you go to the camp and all that, in Chinmay Mission, they keep you in one room, four-seater, five-seater. You go to Siddha Padi or the cold one, five-seater rooms are there. Everybody wants, can I get a single room? Single occupancy? Everybody wants. Why? Do ho gaya, ananda gone. Limited. Anything limited? No more ananda there. And he is Purna. Purna means is complete. He needs nothing from the world. Is complete. So Paramatma has got three adjectives. Advaya, it is non-dual, one only. It is Ananda, it is blissful, and it is Purna. Then what he did? Purvam, he was alone only. Many people want to know, was he alone or with his friends? No, he was alone. He got bored. And swamayaya, by his own maya, what he did? Swayameva jagat bhutva. He became jagat. Whole jagat is who? Paramatma. Swayameva bhutva. He became jagat. And he was so fascinated with the jagat. What he did then? Pravisat. He entered into it. Who entered? How he entered? Jiva Rupata, he became Jiva. One Paramatma, he became Jagat, he became Jiva. So when he hamari kahani puri, superimposition is full. Purvam he was alone, he became Jagat. How he became? Swamaya, his own Maya. It's not others Maya. Swamaya, Jagat Bhutva, he became whole of Jagat and entered into this. We call it Pravesh Shruti. It's very famous, called Pravesh Shruti. In many Upanishads you will come. He created, he jumped into it and became Jiva. This is just word meaning. We will see each word in detail in our next class. What is Advaita? What is Anand? What is this Purvam? What is Purna? How he entered? All detail we'll see in our next class.
पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ॐ श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ॐ